This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The U.S. government has ordered testing of the nation's milk supply for bird flu to better monitor the spread of the virus in dairy cows. That includes cows here in Colorado. The Agriculture Department said raw or unpasteurized milk from dairy farms and processors nationwide must be tested on request starting December 16th. Testing will begin in five other states, too, including California. The move is aimed at eliminating the virus, which has infected more than 700 dairy herds in 15 states. Denver's city council is weighing a measure to prohibit the sale of most flavored tobacco products. That includes fruit and candy-flavored e-cigarettes, chew and pouches, and menthol cigarettes, many not approved by the federal government. More than 100 community groups back it as a way to help prevent youth vaping and grapple with racial and ethnic health disparities. On the other side, industry and businesses that sell the products, like vape shops. Greer Bailey, executive director of a statewide group representing convenience stores, says if passed, choice will be limited and consumers will just go elsewhere.
The only thing that bans really do is drive a market underground or drive it to other jurisdictions that don't have the bans.
Then Mayor Michael Hancock vetoed a similar measure in Denver in 2021. The race for Colorado's 8th Congressional District between outgoing Democrat Yadira Caraveo and Representative-elect Gabe Evans cost $40 million. That's according to the Colorado Sun. A little more than half of that was spent by Caraveo, who lost the race by less than one percentage point. Both parties saw CD8 as a swing district and vital to taking control of the U.S. House. This is CPR News.